From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As of today, Iraq is officially run by Iraqis. Reporters called to a news conference found themselves at a surprise ceremony marking the transfer of power and the end of the U.S.-led civil administration. It happened 2 days ahead of schedule. The now former U.S. administrator of Iraq, Paul Bremer, handed over legal documents to Iraq's chief justice, sealing the change of authority. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Half an hour before the short, small, private ceremony began, extra U.S. troops were manning the entrances to the already heavily guarded green zone in central Baghdad. Military helicopters buzzed overhead. Fear of attacks by the insurgents here was a primary reason the transfer was switched from the planned date of June 30th to this morning. No attacks happened. Instead, in a sitting room in the building that had been used by the U.S.-appointed, now-dissolved Governing Council, Ambassador Bremer, Iraq's interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, and Iraq's interim President Ghazi Al-Yawar sat on gilded furniture and chatted. They stood up for the formal handover of documents sealing the transfer of authority. That happened at 10:26 Baghdad time. Bremer read the transfer of power letter out loud.
As recognized in the UN Security Council Resolution 1546, the Coalition Provisional Authority will cease to exist on June 28th, at which point the occupation will end and the Iraqi interim government will assume and exercise full sovereign authority on behalf of the Iraqi people. We welcome Iraq's steps to take its rightful place of equality and honor among the free nations of the world. Sincerely, L. Paul Bremer, ex-administrator of the Coalition Provisional Authority.
Bremer said he would leave Iraq confident in the country's future, and then he left. At the ceremony, interim Prime Minister Yawar said there's no turning back now. Later in an interview with CBC Radio, Yawar said today's event was a new beginning.
It's our first step in the new Iraq, the real new Iraq. We are reinstating our country. This country was the first to get independence in the Middle East. Unfortunately, due to the misuse and mishandling of a dictator, this country was taken back hundreds of years.
This government may not be able to make up for all that. It has only 7 months in office. A second temporary government is due to be selected in January after nationwide parliamentary elections. Today, Prime Minister Alawi said he is determined to hold those elections on time, reversing his comments yesterday that they could be delayed because of security problems. Senior Bush administration officials said part of the reason the handover of power came early was because Alawi thought it would help him crack down on terrorism. At a second ceremony today, the swearing-in of his cabinet, Alawi, through a translator, promised to get tough.
We have to unite and to counter this attack. Those who come from various countries to fight Iraqis, we will fight them and we will chase them to bring them to justice.
Nearly 140,000 U.S. troops will stay involved in that fight. Alawi won't have control over them, but both American and Iraqi officials say there will be close consultation. Besides foreign troops, there are other limits on Iraq's sovereignty. This government is not supposed to make any decisions that affect the long-term future of Iraq, and an international board has the right to audit its spending. Iraq is sovereign enough to accept credentials from diplomats. The U.S. ambassador, John Negroponte, arrived in Baghdad several hours after Bremer departed. He will live and work in the Green Zone, where today a huge Iraqi flag was raised. It was the old Iraqi flag, not the flopped new design introduced under the U.S.-led administration. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.